Now that you're here, let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for meeting with us tonight. And Lord, we know that we have a very, very short time left. And realizing today through half my sermon through, and all of a sudden I saw that the Catholic Church has already joined with the Protestants to put down communism. And they did it because Russia became a religious nation. And under Pope John Paul II, and when he went to even Poland and all the different countries, you know, they turned from communism, they became Christian nations. So, Lord, we see that part of it is done, and we now know that communism will join together with Catholicism, which this Pope has done. Francis has done this, so we know that this is fulfilled as well. So, really, Lord, there's nothing left to see. It's all been revealed to us now, and so we just pray that we would rest in what we know, that you have all things under control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, tonight will be the final on the World Council of Churches, Part 4. And I'd like to read from the new ministry where Brother Bram said, there'll come a mark, it'll be soon, there'll come a confederation of churches, and they'll put out a sign that a unionized church that no man can buy or sell, and your church, it won't bother them, for your Holy Spirit shall lead them and feed them as you did Israel in the wilderness. You are God. Don't forget that, okay? Don't let us miss that, Lord. Let us remain faithfully. Let us be true. So just remember, He is God. He has everything under control. You know, next week we're going to talk about Brother Don and what he went through and Brother Vale. And you'll see that, you know, God's Word is the seed. And as a seed, it contains life. And as a carrier of life, we are now seeing all of the seeds manifested, and they're becoming a reality to us. So they're no longer seeds. They actually are reality. So let's continue. He said, now listen, you can't do what he's talking about. The power, I don't know what the O stands for, the power of shutdown, you're buying and selling with the technology of his day. Oh, yes. Okay, so you really don't know what he, I mean, remember, they didn't have blockchain in his day. They didn't have all the technologies. So they didn't have internet, they didn't have cell phones, they didn't have nothing of that. So you're wondering, how are they going to do all these things? Now we know, okay? I mean, they didn't have computers back then. And, you know, I stood, when I was a child, I was 8 years old, my dad was director of contracts and marketing for Sperry Univac, and which they made the Cray computer. It was a three-story building that had all kinds of tape backups and discs. You know, and they didn't have discs then. And so basically everything was on a digital readout. It was analog, okay? And it wasn't really digital, it was analog. And I remember in high school making a film where we actually went to Control Data, and it was just a big, huge room, bigger than this congregation here. It's like the whole building. And it was full of these backup units and stuff. And so, you know, we made a video and kind of took all that in. Well, as you see the picture on the right is the old Cray computers. They were three stories large. Back in the 70s, okay, now Brother Brown was in the 60s and 50s, so these were in the 70s, great computer. The supercomputer was large enough to fill many rooms with calculating machines that took a three-story building to do what a small chip in your phone can do today. Just a small chip, less than the size of your finger, you know, your baby finger. Look at everybody in here, look at your baby finger right now, all right? That chip is about as thick and about the size of this Willard supercomputer can hold. In other words, it doesn't even compare the technology. You know, they had to have a channel. I remember walking through it. It was 8 feet tall. I was only about, I wasn't even 5 foot. I was 4'8" or something like that. And I walked through this channel, and they said, well, on the days that the computer is running for the Navy, we actually bring water up from the Mississippi River, Mississippi River. We bring it up and we fill these 8 foot round ducts, and they go through the building and they cool it down. So that was their air conditioning, okay? Not like we have today. It was, just cooling system. Everything was done with bulbs. Now, not light bulbs, bulbs. Like the old MiG 25s and stuff. They were all filled with bulbs so that when the Silicon Valley, when the silicon chip was invented, all right, now you can have an EMP and wipe out an entire nation's everything because your computers and everything else are filled with silicon chips. Well, they didn't have a silicon chip back then. They hadn't invented it yet. It was invented like 75, and I actually bought one of the Texas Instruments that was the size of my watch, only it was a calculator. And I had a calculator on it, but I also had a watch. So I thought, man, I am high tech. I have a calculator and I have a watch. That is really cool. Well, now today, you've got GPS and everything else right in your phones, if you want it. And you could talk on your cell phones if you want it. It's just incredible what they have. But that's the technology we have today. So they didn't have none of this technology yet. He was talking about what they're going to do, okay? Your cell phone has more computing power than a supercomputer that we had in 69 that took us to the moon and back, so-called, okay? Because really there's evidence showing that we never really made it. But you need blockchain technology to accomplish this mark of the beast, this no buying, no selling, okay? You need that. You need blockchain. They didn't have blockchain back then, all right? So it was invented and fully implemented. Blockchain was in 2014. But the social credit system is very new and still in development and experimentation in China. But you cannot implement a boycott on the level of Revelation 13. Now think about this, 2,000 years. But you can't do it without that social credit system. And it's coming to this nation. The banks have gotten ahead of themselves and having already began boycotting certain individuals like Dr. Mercola last week, shutting down all of his accounts, his associates' accounts, like his CEO and CFO, and even their spouses and their children and their grandchildren's accounts. 2 weeks before that, the leader of the Brexit movement, Nigel Farage, in the UK, was canceled by his bank, and he tried 10 banks, and they would not open an account either, so it has become a reality today. Now, this is a picture of Nigel Farage. So the beginning and the ending of Gentile dispensation, Brother Bram said, the Bible said in the last days that Satan would go about like a roaring lion. Now listen, Brother Vail died in 2012. Blockchain didn't come into 2014. Can you imagine that? They didn't have the technology when Brother Vail died just 11 years ago. They didn't have the technology to shut you down, to shut down your bank accounts, to shut down all your social accounts. They didn't have even social credit scores because they didn't come until 2019, and they still haven't fully got them the way they want them, but they're still using them. So we are the only generation that is living to see the fulfillment of Revelation 13. Isn't that wonderful? We are absolutely in a wonderful time. All the saints that have gone on before us say, what did they do? How did they do it? How did they shut everybody down? What do they use? And we can explain to them. Everybody in here knows about blockchain, and everybody in here knows about the social score. So, you're not stupid. You are going to have the brothers and sisters pile upon you and you're going to have to explain what happened in your day to them. And there's going to be so many of the brothers and sisters that it's going to take everybody in here and everybody out there who knows these things to explain to them what took place in this hour. Now, I would love to hear what took place in Noah's day. I've got a script called the Bible that tells me some of it, what took place, but I want to know the details. I want to know how he was persecuted, how he was treated, what he felt like, and everything else. Well, you know what? It's just, wow. You talk about a 3.5 years sitting around the white throne. I was sitting around the great wedding feast talking about these things, and it's just going to be remarkable. You won't even be hungry. You won't be hungry because you'd just be caught up in the moment and you'll be talking and talking and talking. All right? So, William, people like you that are young, you're going to be 16 to 20 years old at that time, but you already understand some of these things, and you're going to understand more in the days to come, that, you know, the blockchain and all this other stuff. And if you don't understand, ask your dad. He'll tell you about it. But, you know, it's because you're going to have to start someplace, right? So you might as well start with your kids. And so anyway, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And I'm just looking forward to it. So anyway, beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation, he says, and the Bible said in the last day that Satan would go about like a roaring lion. Well, he's doing that. He's gathered together all of his enemies, all his friends, all our enemies, and congregating them together, heaping up under a big head the mark of the beast in the ecclesiastical realms. The confederation of churches all in uniting and making themselves a great organization, the same as Catholicism. And the world empire are uniting themselves together and forming up a big head over there in the political realms called communism, and the life of God is pressing on. Okay. So, now we found out this morning that the same as Catholicism is Nicolaitan system. In other words, a hierarchy. They're setting up all these hierarchies in all the churches, and you have priests and district presbyters and bishops and all these things in the Lutherans and all the other denominations, the Methodists. You know, it doesn't matter. They all set up their system like the Catholic system. You see, they got it from someplace. They're harlots. So they're going to be like their mama, right? Okay, so from the seal of God, Brother Rob said, the mark of the beast, the confederation of churches, Catholicism, all bound together, go into chaos. All right? That's what we're seeing today with the LGBT and everything else. It's just a chaotic movement. And they don't really know how they're going to get out of it either. But now, we showed you how that they are bound in bundles in a previous sermon many, many months ago. In other words, the people obligate themselves into those organizations. They all align together into bundles by aligning themselves through beliefs in creeds, which are anti-scriptural, which makes them easy to burn. Because, you know, we can take the number one is how many of them are Trinitarian? You know, how many of them believe the Babylonian triad, you know? And then you take the oneness, and they're wrong. And, of course, you get the oneness that are Jews, you got the oneness that are Muslims, you got the oneness that are Muslim. I mean, they're Christians, so-called. Okay? So, it's all a system. It's all creeds that are anti-biblical. Now, from a guide, Brother Brown said, what was the Ark? He said it was the Word. Don't travel your denominational roots now. Stay behind, right behind the Word, because you haven't passed this way before. And brother, if there was ever a time that the Christian church ought to examine itself right now, where right now, where this great meeting is going on in Rome right now, differences are being made, the confederation of churches, when all of these denominations are confederated together to form the image of the beast, just exactly what the Bible says. And you know what he said this morning in the messages. And here we are, right, everything right at the door, the people still following after a creed. You see, so it's a creed, okay? You better stay behind the Word. The Word will lead you across, because the Word is Christ, and Christ is God, and God is the Holy Ghost. Stay behind the Word. Oh, yes, sir. Stay with that guide. Stay right behind it. Don't get in front of you. Don't stay behind it. Let it lead you. Don't you lead it. You let it go. Joshua said, now, you've never passed this way before. You know nothing about the road. So, you can see that you can accept the message plus traditions. All right? How many people have done that? It's the Word alone. Martin Luther said, scriptura sola. Okay, sola scriptura. In other words, it's only the Word. That's it. Only the Word. They persecuted him for what reason? Only the Word. They'll persecute you or begin to persecute you for what reason? Only the Word. All right? So, it's not the Word plus, it's not the message plus our tradition of oneness or our tradition of whatever denominational church you came out of. It's the Word alone. Paul said if you add or take away from the teaching he taught you, you are cursed right there. So said William Branham, so says Deuteronomy 28. We studied that a few weeks ago. You either take heed to God's Word, you don't take heed, and you are cursed. That's it. That's your choices. Take heed or don't take heed. Okay, take heed and be blessed, or don't take heed and be cursed. 7 weeks of Daniel, Brother Bam said, there's one man in the world can stop a war or begin a war without just saying one word. That's the Pope. What if he said, no Catholic take up arms? That settles it, brother. Talk whatever you want to. The biggest part of the world of Christendom is Catholic. All right? So like 1 billion Catholics in the world is only like 500 million Protestants. So, you know, they outnumber us 2 to 1. All right? Talk whatever you want to. The biggest part of the world's Christian is Catholic. See? All right? Let him say one word. That's what it is. It's like they said over here. We get into that later. Now, who's able to make war with a beast? Okay? That was kind of the question I had today, was does Russia, fight the Vatican, or does the Vatican fight Russia? Well, the Vatican doesn't fight. They don't do anything openly. You know, it's all diplomatic arm-twisting. They've never done anything openly. Even look in your history, if you're a history major or history person, you will find that many of the popes, what they did was they got the kings or the emperors on their side, and they used the kings or the emperors' weapons. They use their soldiers, they use whatever, for their own purpose. The Vatican really didn't have its own army. The closest thing to it would be the Swiss Guard, which is a handful of men, you know, plucked up from Switzerland and brought over to the Vatican. But notice, no Catholic take arms. That settles it, brother. Talk whatever you want to. The biggest part of is Christian and he is Catholic. So who's able to make war with the beast? Who can speak with him? Who can do it? Then let us make an image unto the beast. That's the Confederation of Churches. Make an image like it, see? Confederate the denomination together, which they've already done. It were just at the end. That's all there is to it, friends. We're here at the end. See? Let us make an image of the beast, something like it. An image is something looks like something. See, now we're at the end. And what do they look like? Okay, that's the question. What do they look like? The same Nicolaitan format or hierarchies and bishops and overseers. That's your image. That it's traditions, it's a word plus. Every denomination starts with one word. They choose one word, sanctification. Now let's build a creed around it. Now let's build a denomination around it. Let's take justification, okay, under Luther. Now let's make a creed called justification. Now we're going to make a denomination around it, and so you got the Lutheran Church. Okay, every single one, the Baptist, everything. Baptism is, you know, the Baptist was baptized. Be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The oneness is baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all creeds. See, there's no life there. It's just a simple, we've got you by a creed, and we're going to build around it, okay? So it's a Nicolaitan creed that joins them together. It's not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because the oneness would never come in. It's the creed of, hey, we got our organizations, and so why don't we just, you know, get together on that? And so they get together on their organizations, and they join themselves, because they all want to be big shots, okay? Let's face it. So from question and answer, so now, that church was taken up, and the remnant of the women's seed who keep the commandments of God and have faith in Jesus Christ, see, not the bride, the remnant of the woman's seed. Then the dragon, the devil in his church, spurted the water out of his mouth to make war with the remnant of the seed. What comes out of your mouth? Words. It's all words. You know, there's a big fight over words. It's a big fight. Trump and the DNC. You know what it's over? Words. Well, he was thinking that, he really believed that he was, he didn't make it, but he used a false premise of words that he did make it. Listen, we have freedom of speech. You can say anything you want to. But they won't, but they are arresting you because you are saying what you want to. You see how we've thrown away the First Amendment? Because, you know, we put in a bunch of crooks for our lawyers and stuff, okay? We used to have an expression in this country. How do you know when a lawyer is lying? He's opening his mouth. All right, that's what we're seeing today. Is all Jack Smith and all these other guys, they're opening their mouth. And what are they doing? They're lying. Now they actually found out that they are lying. And they said, well, Trump did these things. And now they're saying, well, I, you know, really, I guess he didn't do it. Well, you know what? I would throw the whole case out right there, just based on them admitting that they did wrong in what they were doing, okay? Now, that's when the Protestant Church, under the Confederation of Churches, which is the image of the beast, which now is being formed, and there will be a boycott upon all churches like this, okay? Like we're having a great tax gathering right now, right here, a dispute, trying to say that we're not a church, and we got a constitutional right to say that we are a church. That's the Branham Tabernacle. That's already been attacked. They said they weren't a church. Brother Branham proved they're a church through the Constitution. This church, Grace Fellowship Tabernacle, we had Brother Billy Diabasinga. He came over. He said, I want to stay. I said, well, okay, we'll do what we can. So I went to the government, and I said, okay, he's been doing translation work for me for 3 years. He now wants to do it from here. I said, you know, we would like him to stay, and we'll see to his needs. And the government said, no. They said, what denomination are you? And I said, we're not a denomination. We're independent. They said, I'm sorry, but he has to be in a denomination or he can't come. And Billy said, well, you know what? Why don't you just say that we're a denomination, because our Lima Church said that we're a denomination, and they signed the papers for some brothers that I know. And I said, I'm not Lima Church. Okay, I won't lie to the government. You know, I went to a minister's meeting, and some minister was talking about how they had insurance. And one guy said, oh, my wife had open heart surgery, and everybody, you know, she got paid for by this insurance company. And it's for pastors. And so, you know, all you got to do, you pastors, just write to them and tell them you're a pastor, and they'll let you in. So I just wrote to them, and they said, well, they said, all you got to do is just send us a document saying you believe in our creed. And I said, what's your creed? Well, we believe in the Holy Holy Mother Church, and we believe in a Trinity. And I said, well, I'm not going to sign that. I don't believe in Trinity. So I don't know how these people in the message were getting stuff signed. They say, well, it's just a signature. It's just, you know, it's just words. Listen, you will be, by your words you're judged, and by your words you're condemned. So, honestly, you can have your words. I'm sticking with his word. That's all I want, okay? So, anyway, that's what goes on in the message churches, okay? And we've got constitutional rights to say that we are a church. As long as the Constitution stands there, no amendment to that, then we absolutely have rights, just as much right as today, or as anybody. Our forefathers stood for that, but what can we do? We've broken every constitutional law that they can break. And soon the Federation of Churches, which all the churches and denominations are invited into, and the devil's got in and making worldliness and everything in the local church members and so forth like that, and great congregation and class and society, when the little old church is still down yonder, being born again in the mess like any birth is, still paying the price, still getting down and dying out and acting the same way that they did when they first got born at the day of Pentecost, same kind of church down there, and they'll be closed and shut out under the Federation of Churches. It'll be a boycott, like a union or something. You'll either come in or you go out. The mark of the beast is on today, and the seal of God is the Holy Spirit. To reject it is the mark of the beast. Okay? So anybody reject the Holy Ghost, they got the mark of the beast. Ever who sees the Holy Ghost, that you're supposed to receive it, and don't do it, automatically you take the mark of the beast. Because there's only two classes to exist. All that didn't have the seal of God had the mark of the beast. So to receive the seal of God is to receive the Holy Ghost. To reject it is to have the mark of the beast. There's the whole thing. That's exactly right. Now, from Q&A, image of the beast, he said, and now let me get this one thought again, while we and now someone asked me today two or three times, I've been asked it, Brother Branham, speaking on the mark of the beast, don't you believe that they'll tattoo a number on your head, or tattoo something on your hand? No, sir. I don't. Never look for that. It'll be a boycott, certainly. So the boycott itself is the mark of the beast. What you do with the boycott? Either you succumb to it, that's the mark of the beast, or you don't succumb to it, then you die. But you don't have the mark of the beast, okay? Now, listen carefully. He said the mark of the beast will be the boycott itself, okay? No man could buy or sell lest he belongs to a confederation of churches. That's true. That'll come like a union, unionizing the thing, bringing it down, unionize religion. Mark my words, it ain't far off, and you'll see it. She's just around the corner. The reason you don't know these things, you're here at home all the time. But follow me around these countries where Catholicism has the upper hand one time and see what takes place. Brother, they tell them what to do and what not to do. So Brother Branham says, look, you don't know it because you haven't seen it. You haven't traveled much. But travel with me. All right? So listen, I've been invited to speak in many countries, and in some of them, they say, we are not recognized by our government. So we have to get letters from a big church who is recognized by our government first. And I say, forget it. Okay? I won't come. When I was in the Philippines, they had a list of churches that had gotten together to form an organization that would give them recognition by their government. There was 100 names on the list. 100 churches were signed up. And I said, stay away from that. It's a trap of the devil. You guys are falling, in this message, falling right into the hands of what the prophet of God warned us against. Stay away from that stuff. You know, from Lord, just once more. Then it comes to his mind, something arise. I believe God did it. Oh, if it could only happen on this campground. There's a possibility. There's a possibility God is forgiving. There's a possibility if we ain't got long to stay here, our time's running out. The Confederation of Churches has taken the country. It'll unite with Catholicism. We got the man in there just exactly. Wish I had time to go into it to show you that this nation is just exactly like Israel. They come into a strange land, drove out the occupant, and inherited the land. That's what we did. Israel, they had the first man, great men. Such men like Joshua, such men like David, like Solomon. But finally, there come a man on the kingship, Ahab, a renegade. You know, it's really funny. Even the word renegade, does that come to anybody's mind? Renegade? You know what Obama's name was given to him by the Secret Service? Renegade. So we've got our renegade, he says, a renegade, okay? Ahab, a renegade. We had great men, a Washington and Lincoln, but now what you done, the very thing that we come here for freedom for, you put in the White House because you think more of your politics than you do about Christ. Exactly right. You know, Obama admitted, he said, you know, my religious faith, my Muslim faith, I'm even a Christian. Now, who in here would say, wouldn't make that mistake? I mean, I've had a stroke, I wouldn't make that mistake. All right, so if I wouldn't make that mistake, do you think any of you would make this? I don't think you would make that mistake. You say, well, I'm a Muslim. No, you're not a Muslim. You're a Christian. All right? So it wouldn't be a flip of the mouth. Being Christian was a cover-up, okay? He's really a Muslim. From restoration of the bride tree, the Bible said that he would burn her children with fire. How many knows that? The Bible says so. Well, the Bible said that the wheat and the tares would grow together until the last day, and he would bind the tares. Is that right? First, and burn them. And the wheat will go to the garner. Is that right? The tares are binding themselves together in organization, confederation of churches, for the atomic burning. Exactly right. But the church is getting ready to go in the garner just as sure as the world in the rapture, for the free woman won't be heir with the bond woman. Now, I like what he said this morning. The Russian Orthodox Patriarch, which is the original Catholic Church, is already gathering the African churches together to fight LGBTQism and the agenda of the Communist Roman Catholic Church and her American and European partners. So that's already happening. We're seeing it happen. So, again, what are we looking for? We're looking for sign 82, resurrection. And I'm going to show you next week we already are in the process. The spirit of resurrection is already in you. You know what? You are justified. All that he knew, foreknew, right, are justified. All that he justified, he sanctified. And all that he sanctified, he has what? Past tense, glorified. You are already, your glorified body is just waiting. It's sitting right next to you, gal. It's sitting right next to you. You know, I don't know if you can actually, you know, move over a chair and sit on him, but or sit on it, but... Because it's in another dimension. But it's that close. That close. See, Don is here. He's sitting right there, but you don't see him. you know, he's part of us. He's with us. And we just don't understand that dimension that he's gone to. But he's here, all right? You know, I mean, the two sisters up there, Sister Green and Sister Graham, Don saw them. I don't remember. Do you remember how long ago that was in dream?
About, it's been a while.
It's been about two years or so. Anyway, so Sister, and they said to him, "Oh, it's kind of funny seeing you here." And he said, "Well, Brother Bram said, you know, you'd be surprised at who made it." Well, you know what? They died first. All right, Sister, what was her name? Deli Green, and then Sister Mary Graham. They both died, like one died a year ago and one died a half year ago or something. They both died. They both were over in that dimension, and guess what? They were both waiting for Don. And they met him, and I'm sure they said exactly what he said because God showed Don a little preview of what was going to happen. And he didn't understand the dream at all at the time. He said, because they were alive when he said it. They weren't even unhealthy when he said it. And so, you know, he didn't know. He just thought maybe we'd all go together and they'd see him there. And no, they were there waiting. Already waiting. They were already there positioned for Don to get himself ready to go home. And then he did. And guess who he met? He met Sister Graham and Sister Green. You see how God works everything out for his glory? See, it just, you know, why did he give the brother the dreams? To prepare him. You know, 3 years ago, Don was ready to be taken from us, but he had to get some things with the Lord right. Not that he was wrong, but I'll tell you what, when your spirit and the Bible and God's spirit says two different things, well, actually, you say the same thing. You know, I want to go home and I want you home. So he says, well, if God wants me home this way, I'm going to go home. He said, you got it wrong right there. You see, you got to wait, find out how he wants you to go home. Just like David, you know, David with his ark, he said, well, you know what, the Lord, you know, wants us to return the ark. That's the Lord's will. So I guess we'll just put it on the arms of, you know, you brothers come over here and grab a hold of it and take, and they got smitten and they died. And David said, well, what's wrong? He said, you didn't do it my way. It's on the shoulders of the Levites. Like Brother Bell was with Brother Branham in New York, and they had the meeting up there, big banners, you know, William Branham, evangelist, and so he was sitting in the room waiting to be called out, and they had the service, and everybody went home, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, Brother Branham, you know, we just didn't have time to have you out. And, you know, he was very discouraged, and Brother Bell said, well, you know what, let's take advantage of this, let's just bypass the ministers. That sounds good, doesn't it? Let's bypass the ministers. And you know what? He said, no, it's got to be on the arms of the Levites. Actually, he said, God's way is through the ministers. In other words, God's way was through the Levites, on the shoulders of the Levites to return the ark. So, you know, I've got to go God's way, you see? So he was sensitive, and so, you know, to the things of God. So he went. All right. Now, okay, so the Lord told Micaiah, I've got to send Ahab out there, have them preachers to say that, to send Ahab out there in order to make Elijah's word come to pass. God had to let communism raise up. What did it do? Then it run all these here morgues together and made a confederation of churches to join up to make an image of the beast, just what his word said would take place. Don't you worry about it. You watch things it's forming under. That's, and then he says, all right, from the end time seed, he said, Rome will rule. A confederation of churches with Catholicism will bind it together, and right there you are the ruling power. The Bible says that that's the seed that can't fail. So if God's word if God's word has to be fulfilled, it's a seed, it has to be fulfilled, and we are in the midst of watching it come to pass, God interprets his word by bringing it to pass. You see, that's why this morning, you know, I was saying, you know, well, we see where the Catholic Church has to join with communism, and yet we see this other that says that the Catholic Church will join together with the Protestant Church and fight communism. And I thought, how can you join communism at one hand and fight them at the other hand? Well, we saw that the actual churches coming together with the Catholicism actually did fight communism in the 80s, And they went to Poland, with the Pope went to Poland, and all these communist nations left communism, became Christian nations. Russia became Christian nation. Communism was done. Except for one thing. It was still in seed form in the United States. And Brother Branham said, this whole nation is just covered everywhere with that communistic spirit. Okay? So then Pope Francis comes along, which is the present pope, and he's a communist. And so now the Catholic Church and communism has joined together. So I had it backwards. See, when you try to figure it out, you know, just let God's timing do the right thing. You know, I had an understanding. It was two events. Remember, I said we used to think it's one event. Now it's two. I had two events, but I didn't realize that John Paul had joined the Catholics and all the World Council of Churches, and they fought communism back then, and they defeated it. Okay, that's one. That's already gone. Now Pope Francis has become a communist, and you know, doing his LGBT and all this other stuff. So, all right. So if it is God's word, it has to be fulfilled, and we are in the midst of watching it come to pass. God interprets his word always by bringing it to pass. I didn't look at the proper. I didn't take, you know, I saw there were two events, but I had them reversed. Okay? Well, you know, that's just being a man. But God showed us this morning. He stopped me in the middle of a sermon, corrected me in front of you all, and said, you know what? It already has come to pass. Now we're seeing the other one come to pass. So praise the Lord, okay? Now for question and answer, COD, then the dragon spurred water out of the mouth to make a war with the remnant of the seed. That's when the Protestant church under the Federation of Churches, which is the image of the beast, which is now being formed, and there will be a boycott upon all churches like this. Like we're in a great tax gathering right now, a dispute trying to say that we're not a church and we got a constitutional right to say that we are a church. As long as the Constitution stands there, no amendment to that, then we absolutely have the rights just as much as anybody. And so I've got a little picture here of all our founding fathers, and they see the Constitution has been ripped to pieces. Okay? But we have already witnessed the courts erode our Constitution to the place we don't have rights to assemble. They call it a conspiracy theory or a dissent or an insurrection. We don't need an insurrection. We need a resurrection. He continues, our forefathers stood for that. What have they done? We broke every constitutional law that they can break, and soon the Federation of Churches, which is the churches and denominations are invited into, and the devil's got in and making worldliness and everything in the local church members and so forth like that, and great congregation and class in society, when the little old church is still down yonder, being born again in a mess like any birth is, still paying the price, still getting down and dying out, acting the same way they did when they first got born at the day of Pentecost, same kind of church down there, they'll be closed and shut out under the Federation of Churches. It'll be a boycott, like a union or something. You'll either come in or you'll go out. Okay? Now, John Adams has said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to government, to the government of any other. Well, show me today where you have your younger people and they just say, well, I don't need to hear the voice of God. You know, I've got feelings. You know, today I'm a mouse. Tomorrow maybe I'll be a cat. Or maybe next week I'll be a horse. Or you know what? I'll say this. You are a horse's, you know what? So just, you know, just stop the nonsense. It's pure nonsense. God made us man and woman in his own image, okay? Just leave it at that. Now, from the first seal, he said, and he rides his white denominational horse to deceive the people. Listen, his major objective by riding a white horse was to deceive. It was religious. And he will conquer every religion in the world because they'll all go into the Confederation of Churches and the World Council of Churches, and they already got their buildings built and everything setting right there. There ain't one thing left. Every denomination stuck into it, the Federation of Churches, and what's backing it, Rome, and the Pope's now crying, we're all one, let's come together and walk together. Now, he said this in 1963, March of 1968, and March 18th of 63. Well, guess what? The last of the patriarchs, I mean, let's face it, we're all one, let's come together and walk together. And didn't I read this morning that the Pope said, you know, that you know, we'll come together and walk together and work together, he said. That's, well, Brother Branham didn't say work together, but he did say we'll come together and walk together. So Brother Branham actually said what the Pope said, but he only said that's what they're going to say, and he said it in 1963. Isn't it funny that this is 2023? That 60 years ago, he said the words that came out of the Pope's mouth in 2023. All right? Now, the last patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, which is the Russian Catholic Church, called for all religions to stand together as brethren, whether you are Muslim, he said, Catholic, Buddhist, or Christian, to stand together. That's words out of his mouth. whether you are Muslim, Catholic, Buddhist, or Christian, let's come and work together. Let's come and stand together. All right, that's what he said. From the stature of a perfect man, Brother Ryan said, it looks very pretty. They'll unite to run. It'll run all the, and why the Bible says, and these beasts gave their power unto the whore. See, united themselves. See, just exactly what the Bible said they would do. They're doing it right now. It's right in possession this very week. That's right. It's not that I have anything against Catholic people, no more than Protestant people. You Methodists and Baptists and a lot of you Pentecostals, when your churches has gone right into these federation of churches, when they got the big morgue built there in New York of that federation of churches, it's the same as the United Nations and things. They're trying to unite all Protestants together. Now, the Catholics are wise to that and going to bring this Pope John the 23rd. How many remember that? Joan, you probably remember it because you're old enough. I'm old enough. Gail, you're old enough. Teresa, you're getting there. You know, you're with like about my wife's age. You know, there was still a bit little. You know, that this is back in the 58 to 63. So we could remember it, okay? Because I was 5 and 58 and 63. I was a little bit older. You know, I was about 13 years old. So I remember this Pope here. All right. And he's joined Catholics and the Protestants together. He's trying, in a little humble way, to bring all the Protestant faith and Catholic faith to one faith. Exactly what the Bible said they would do. There you are, the Protestant falling for it, like hook, line, and sinker. Why? Because they don't possess these things. Know the words right, patient, that they wait upon the Lord. See what I mean? Now, remember, the Apostles' Creed is what? Can anybody remember the Apostles' Creed? You know, we believe in one church, the Holy Catholic Church, you know, basically in the remission of our sins and all this. Well, the Protestants use the same creed. They say, well, we got one creed, you know, so the Apostles' Creed. Well, it's not the Apostles' Creed, it's the epistle. I mean, like our brother, they'll call them pistols, like in, you know, like guns and pistols. Anyway, as I show you this morning, they are together now. This picture is with the Pentecostal leaders. Again, you see Kenneth Copeland, who is one of the leaders of the Pentecostal church, and I think Amy White and some other people were joined together. Of course, she was one of the people that prayed for President Trump. So, you know, it's all together. On this side, we see all the Methodists were joined together with the Pope. So the Holy Spirit first moved by inspiration. I draw them on the platform. Then he came down himself and made his vindication of it as the moon and the light going out. And this is Laodicean age going into total darkness again. And here he comes down and vindicates it on the moon just at the time that all the churches are going together in consolidation of the Federation of Churches. No wonder, as Isaiah said, gross darkness is upon the earth, upon this people. And so in the back of the tabernacle, there was a light appeared, and it showed the seven church ages. It showed the light getting less and less and less and less. After, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's pretty bright. Well, so everybody broke, and they went to eat over at the Blue Bar, Brother Brown and the rest of the people, Brother Bill with them. But certain ministers, big shots in this message, they hung around, and they said, let's try to duplicate that. And so they tried to set their cars outside to reflect light so they could, you know, duplicate what they saw, because they thought it was just a car. They didn't realize it was a supernatural presence of God doing that. Brother Collins told me this just a few years ago, and I know some of the names, I won't say them, but, you know, just may they rest in peace, but they're gone. But, you know, they wanted to also have a book burning of the Church Age book, in which they got together, and there's about 24 of these ministers, and they burnt the Church Age book. And so it's just disgusting, but you know what? These men claimed to believe Brother Branham, but they had their own agendas. Okay? Now, from unity, one God, one church, Brother Branham said, did you ever think of Catholicism and the Catholic Church as trying to make every person Catholic? It won't work. It's under a man-made program. Did you ever think of the Protestant Church and the Federation of Churches trying to force all these little churches out? And it will happen that you'll not be able to go to church unless you belong to the Union of Churches. Then little places like this will certainly pay for it. But we got a scripture that says, fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good will to give you the kingdom. That's what we look for, too. Okay. From the token, I'm trying to press upon the minds, friends, that the hour has struck, that something's got to be done by it. We must do something. It's either in or out. That's all. The hour has come where the token must be there. If this church ever expects to remain alive until Jesus comes, the token will have to be there. That's all. If death don't, it'll take the death mark. And soon it's in Congress right now. Now he said it's in Congress right now. The big machine set up to make all churches come into that federation of churches, and you better really have the token shining, but the hour is here for the exodus. And this time we're going to a promised land, the promise of eternal life. This token shows that Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, shows that Jesus has met every requirement for us that we are in. Now, before we move on, you just want you to see this picture shows a Capitol building, and it says Faith for H.R. 40. Now, this is a Methodist, push for LGBT and for reparations. Now, I'm going to show you something else here. But he says, shows that Jesus Christ met the requirement for sin and death and has displayed his token with us. Oh, how simple it can be. Now, here's what I want to show you. This is a headline from one of the websites out there. It's actually a news website. It says, Mormon Church backs bill supporting same-sex marriage. Okay? Mormon Church backs bill supporting same-sex marriage. Notice churches becoming involved in politics. They are exceeding their powers of the vote. Okay? They're getting together with the politicians. Now, for 70 weeks of Daniel, now, Jewish and Romanism, Protestantism, that is the sleeping version, shall consolidate themselves together in the form of the Federation of Churches, and it will be like Jesus said in Matthew 24, and from Revelation 13:14. Let's get Revelation 13:14 and see how I had it marked down here to see what 13:14, all right, sir. And deceive them that dwell upon the earth by the means of those miracles which they have power to do, consolidating the churches, in the sight of, saying in, sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell upon the earth, that they should make an image unto the beast that had the deadly wound by the sword and did live. Now we know beyond any shadow of doubt who that beast was, that power was, that had a deadly wound that did live. It was when pagan Rome was killed and papal Rome took its place. When pagan power was killed and papal power took its place. Well, what about when papal Rome was killed? When Putin nukes them, people are going to think, oh, wow, this is a great thing because, you know what, we're not afraid of the Methodists and the Baptists and whatever. You should better be because they're the image, you see. So, you know, they're going to take over. Okay, from hearing, receiving, and acting, he said, they're at the end of the road. Science is at the end of the road. Oh, moralization is at the end of the road. See, moralization. Motherhood and womanhood at the end of the road. The church is at the end of the road. The carnal church is heading right towards a federation of churches. That's exactly right. and from the Lord once more. That's how it'll have to come to pass, and we got it right now there, and now. And here we are, organizations with the mark of the beast upon us, just exactly like the first beast, an image unto it, a federation of churches joining of power. And they made an image unto the beast that he could both speak and done the same thing the first beast did before it, right in our clutches. Again, from influence, he said, I understand that everybody that won't agree and come into the international fellowship of this fellowship that they're trying to form to put and unite all churches together, the federation of churches, that all that won't come in and unite with it. They're making them a little province, and they're going to send them to Alaska. You might as well get ready for the cold weather, because it looks like it's coming. So what a disgrace. And again, in several sermons ago, I showed you pictures of that FEMA camp that is made for only 500,000 people, but they said, well, we can bring in as many as 2 million. Sure, they'll have overcrowding. They'll have, you know, four times as many people there, and people will be dying of dysentery and everything else. And so, all right. Now, from the spoken word's original seed, he said, remember the tares, the weeds, are to be gathered and bound in bundles. Is that right? This has come to pass. The apostate organization, churches, is bound tighter than they ever was. They are bundled together in the federation of churches, ready for the fires of God's judgment. I never wrote this. I feel that he did. Pentecostals are full of so-called the same as them. The wheat word will be gathered someday after they leave for the masters. Okay. And then from Lord once more, he said, and the first thing you know, we are right now asking the Protestant churches to consolidate with it, and every organization will go right into the Federation of Churches, and then you're trapped. We are living off tax money that will be paid in 40 years from now, or from today. The nation's broke, and where's it at? Who's got the money? We haven't got. Our bonds are no good, and we've seen that. I mean, they're putting zero interest on them. Okay, so who's got the money? We haven't got it. Our bonds are no good. We've got to have gold. Who's got it? The Catholic Church. That's what they'll do before these whiskey men and all these great holders and stockholders will ever give it up. They'll absolutely sell out, and the church will loan the nation the money, and what it will do, it'll sell its birthright straight into Catholicism. Then what are you going to do? Amen. That's the gold of the world, them and the Jews, and that's the covenant that he makes with them, with Israel. See, you Bible readers can teach that in your church. You see, I'm just showing you, I believe the same thing. Now, you know, it's interesting that, you see, the prophet was just a seed sower, but he was looking at the seeds in the Bible and showing us the seeds in this generation. Now we're seeing those seeds have become a reality, and we can actually now understand what he was saying. But back then, it was a guess. You know, is he right, is he wrong? I don't know. But all you had to do is, like Brother Vale said, I sat there and Brother Bram said the shout of the message. He said, I thought that's the corniest thing I ever heard. And then something voice spoke to me and said, when's he ever been wrong? And he said, he hasn't. The shout is the message. You see, within the case, prophet says something, you believe it. Throughout your own idea, you believe his, okay? All right, because not his, it's thus saith the Lord, it's God's. Okay, so the seed has got to come to pass. This has got to happen. It's got to mature. It's time for it to mature. Okay, from the spoken word's original seed, we are at the end time. The seeds are sowed now. The latter rain is fixing to come forth. Remember, there will be such a denominational gathering pretty soon. It'll be terrific, and they will bring themselves together into the Confederation of Churches, and then this kind of church will be put out of operation, as far as they know. It's at that time that Jesus will appear, and he will show which is bride and which is not. And it already is. The Bram Tabernacle has been shut down by the government and only plays tapes. They have not had a service in 3 years. Why? To fulfill prophecy. But it's so sly how the devil did it. Okay, so from spoken words original seed, he said there will be like a union, a boycott. All such places as this will be closed down, and you'll not be able to speak unless you got a permission or a license from this Federation of Churches to hold a service. Well, they're not even permitting anybody to speak except for Brother Brown. You see? So they're already fulfilling what he said there, okay? Now, you think that is in the future. I'll let you know that the governments around the world have already this kind of control. I've had many meetings where the smaller churches had to reach out and ask the larger churches to sign for me to come to their country, and I said, forget it. I'm not coming. It's later than you think. All right? Now, from Israel and Egypt, they're going to have a confederation of churches. The Churches of Christ of America is already confederating with all the churches, and they're going to have a band here someday that'll shut out to fight communism, which will hook up with Catholicism, with the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church together. This seed is already being fulfilled. This Pope and the Protestant churches are already they already did that under Pope John II. Okay, now, and this Pope here, Francis, is communist. So, and the interdenominational will stand out for the truth and get away from that dogma that they've got will be persecuted. The mark of the beast, the seal of God, the showdown will soon come. And brother, if that's not here, if that's not there, you'll be deceived as sure as the world, because it looks so nice. You'll say, now, if communism made a world, made for the world, why, let us make another agreement and bring all the Christians and Christianize the world back. And look so good. And people will jump into it. See, they've confederated the churches and bring it to make Christianity one unit. And the Bible says in Revelation that he gives power and everything, that he made an image unto the beast and exercised all the power of the beast did before him. And so again, from the mark of the beast, Brother Brown says, now, if you'll give me just one more night, if God does, I'll prove to you that communism is working straight into the hands of a mighty God to destroy the Roman. And remember, I say this as God's prophet. The Russian Empire will drop a bomb, will drop an atomic bomb of some sort on the Vatican City and destroy it in 1 hour. Now, it doesn't have to be a big one. It doesn't have to be Satan II. It can be a tactical nuke. A tactical nuke will blast everything within a 1 mile radius. That's what a tactical nuke will do. So it's going to be done, and we're going to see it. Okay? The Russian Empire will drop an atomic bomb of some sort on the Vatican City and destroy it in 1 hour. Thus saith the Lord. And the Bible says that God took them cruel-hearted men and put them in their hands, and they were instruments in his hands to fulfill his word and to bring back to her exactly what she had coming to her. That's the word. Now again, we show the patriarch of the Eastern Orthodox Catholic Church talking to the African men there, leaders there. Okay. Now, and that is what the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox wants to do, fight against the godless West. And guess what? It's the West who has joined the Pope of Rome into a godless communism. And of course, then these so-called Christians want to fight it. So, now from Seal God. Remember what the mark of the beast is. Not communism. The mark of the beast comes from Rome, throughout the world. Catholicism with Protestantism will join into it. Organized religion. And they're going to unionize the churches till every church will have to bow to that. Okay? Again, from the image of the beast, we have just a few more quotes and we're done. But from the image of the beast, Brother Brown said, and communism, we found out, was no antichrist that Jesus spoke of. Communism is not a nation like Russia. Communism is a spirit. And America is eat up with it. It's in the churches, it's in the people, it's in the business, it's in everywhere, communism, the spirit of it. It's in the schools, it's in homes, everywhere. All right, so we've reversed roles. Russia is now a Christian nation, and we are now a communist nation, okay? From the 10 virgins, and over in this country, they made an image, a confederation of denominations together, the Nicolaitans, getting together and denominating themselves, and finally will unite this brotherhood, not come in as Catholics, but they'll be united as brotherhood to try to stamp out communism. And the Bible said that God raised up communism to get revenge upon the nations for what they have done to the children of God, and that is what they are doing. All right, from thy house, he said, there was communism, fascism, and Nazism. They were spirits. Communism is a spirit. It gets on you. See, it's a spirit. Okay. From Spoken Word's original seed, he said, don't never fear communism. Communism is only working in the hands of God. And from Restoration of the Right Tree, he said, don't you fear communism. You fear Catholicism. So, and then we'll just bow our heads in word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for our ending of the service and beginning of the new. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would be with us and that you would guide us into all things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.